I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason here on the Urbana-Champaign campus of the U of I. Don't forget to sign up for your tickets for the All-Day Ag Outlook. That is Tuesday, the 8th day of March, over at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. We'll stop sending tickets out in the mail. We won't stop selling, but stop sending them in the mail on Monday. So if you haven't ordered yours yet, please do it right now. willag.org, willag.org. Don't wait. Make sure that you get those tickets ordered right now. Speaking of not waiting, I'm on the road at this point, so not really live in the office. I'm traveling to Peoria for the Illinois Soybean Summit tomorrow. Was going to do that this afternoon. I'm spending the night there, but decided better get on the road. So we'll take a quick look at the weather forecast and see what conditions I'm driving in at the moment. Snow, areas of blowing snow after 11 a.m. this morning. Hopefully I will miss that. High of 34 degrees today. Winds with the north wind at 24 to 31. It's windy out there, gusting to 50 already. Chance of precipitation is 100% throughout the day. Snow mainly before 9 p.m. this evening. Again, blowing snow. Low this evening of 29 degrees. It'll be blustery out there. A northwest wind at 8 to 28. Gusting as high as 44 degrees. The chance of precip this evening set at 80%. New snow accumulation up of less than 1 inch is possible. Scott Horms joins us from Archer Financial Services on this Wednesday morning to take a look at the marketplace. Hey, Scott, thanks so much. Are you where located today?
I'm in Chicago today, so it's no snow as of yet, but it's heading our direction, but we're not going to get it's not going to be near as bad as what it is downstate.
Well, you were out of that target area for a while, and suddenly it shifted back to the west, and now you're in there, and that big wind comes off of the lake anyway, so I suppose you'll get some snow. Let's talk about what's happened in the grain, since you're really close to what's happening on the floors and the trading center there at the Chicago Board of Trade. Yesterday was a really ugly day, had to do with crude oil, and then did I see overnight that there were some thoughts from OPEC that they're willing to just let this crude oil drop to $20 a barrel?
Yeah, I think the news this week was disappointing in the crude oil, and that Iran did step back from talk of any stabilization or freeze on crude oil production that Saudi Arabia and and Russia have been trying to get accomplished. And so, yeah, it was disappointing trade in the crude oil yesterday, and very disappointing trade in the corn market, especially beans as well. You know, I think part of the selling yesterday was certainly a failure to break out to the upside. We've been stuck in a channel for a while. And so from a technical standpoint, the failure to break out to the upside allowed those people to turn sellers. And then also I think we're running into some farmer sales as we bump up against the March 1st payment deadlines. Just talking to some of our commercials, our grain elevator contacts, they've definitely been seeing a pickup in farmer sales this week. And that's something the market had to digest. And then, of course, we have the Outlook conference starting tomorrow. And I think it's important to get those numbers out of the way. I don't think there'll be anything real newsworthy or market moving in those numbers. But just getting them behind us is something that the market needs to see, and I think we can rebound.
What are your thoughts on what producers will put in the ground in terms of acreage for corn and soybeans this year?
Well, I think there's going to be an increase on both sides, but I think the bigger increase is going to come in the soybeans. Probably another half a million acres increase in corn production this year. Soybeans being the bigger increase just because of costs are tight. I think that probably the bigger factor going forward is going to be what kind of inputs get put on this crop as the summer goes along. We know that money is tight. If you're not well-financed and you have to borrow that money, you're going to cut back a little bit on fertilizer and maybe cheapen up your seed costs a little bit in order to get by. And so that may present a little more of a challenge to get to trend line yields than what we're used to.
Are you of a mind that producers should be doing more than just thinking about crop insurance at this point for new crop corn and soybeans?
We're looking at some courage calls. You know, option volatilities are real cheap. You can choose your time frame. If you're going to market some grain in the first half of the year, maybe look to buy a September short-dated call option. It helps you to, first of all, it reopens your upside in case there is a weather event. but it also gives you that courage if we do catch a spike. Last year we did rally after the release of the outlook numbers. We saw a nice rally into the first part of March. And if you plan on doing some pricing, it's really kind of like legging into a minimum price contract. You buy the call now while vols are low and we're at the low end of value, and you anticipate that there'll at least be a pricing opportunity. Last year that happened in June. You know, perhaps we can catch a little earlier pricing opportunity, and it allows you to be more aggressive. So we're looking at those. Keep your costs around 10 cents. Don't spend a lot of money. Costs are already pretty tight. But if you can manage to buy some short-dated options as courage calls, that's something we're looking at.
Turn your attention directly to soybeans. What are we hearing about the South American crop? I've seen this week both a lower and a higher crop estimate from them.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to be looking at another bumper crop, and the harvest is moving along at a pretty steady pace. Planting progress for their summer corn crop is moving along at a pretty good pace as well. So that pressure is going to continue to be there. They'll still run into logistic problems, and we may catch at times, benefit in that area. Maybe the dollar starts to back off, and we can maybe catch an advantage. The window might be a little wide, might be open a little bit longer for us to make some soybean sales. But there's no question that they're going to be the main supplier of beans to the world from April, May forward for a while.
What are the outside markets? I know you've been watching crude oil. Are you worried about the economy in China still? Are there other things that are in the outside markets that will influence what happens in Chicago for the grains and oilseeds?
Well, you always have one eye on Chinese economy. And we've heard some, pretty dire forecasts that, they're the next big short, so to speak. And the event that happened in 2008 and that their economy could be on the verge of a big collapse. But so far, that's always in the back of your mind, but it's really hard to plan for and market for. Those are the kinds of things that on the bounce, if you get a recovery in these grain prices going into March and in the springtime, that's when you set some kind of price for some kind of calamity in that regard by buying some out-of-the-money put options. Yeah, it's always in the back of your mind, but it's not really something you can market for. The dollar is really probably the main feature. If we can get, the dollar to continue to back off a little bit and open up our doors here in the U.S. to get a little more export business, that'll be the key going forward.
Hey, thanks so much, and we'll talk with you again this afternoon.
Sounds good. Thanks, Ed. Be safe out there.
You too. Scott Harms, of course, is with Archer Financial Services. He's out of Chicago, Illinois, and joins us on this mid-morning market report from Illinois Public Media. A blizzard warning, by the way, is in effect until 9 p.m. this evening for Champaign, Coles, Douglas, Edgar, Moultrie, Piatt, Shelby, and Vermilion counties. The National Weather Service in Lincoln issued that blizzard warning. The timing of the snow should be right now. It'll last through the morning or will quickly develop if it hasn't already in your area. The snow will begin to taper off late this afternoon or early this evening. North to northeast winds of 25 to 35 miles an hour, gusting to 40 or 50 miles an hour, will combine with the snow to produce near whiteout conditions at times. The winds will also cause travel difficulties for high-profile vehicles, especially those on the east and west-oriented roadways. Snow accumulations of 6 to 9 inches are expected across the area, with locally higher amounts possible. Again, a blizzard warning means severe weather conditions are expected or occurring. Falling and blowing snow with strong winds and poor visibilities are likely. This will lead to whiteout conditions, making travel extremely dangerous. Do not travel if you must travel. However, have winter survival gear with you. If you do get stranded, stay in your vehicle. That winter storm warning is in effect for Champaign, Coles, Douglas, Edgar, Moultrie, Piatt, Shelby, and Vermilion counties this morning. We're coming up on the top of the hour. It'll be 10 o'clock in the Central Time Zone. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. I am traveling and do have a survival kit with me at this point. Should be back in touch with you this afternoon at 6 after the hour of 2 o'clock. Headed over to Peoria at this point for tomorrow's Illinois Soybean Summit. Thought it was best to get on the road earlier rather than later, so I'm not live. I'm taped at this point. But we'll talk with you again this afternoon. Do buy your tickets for the All-Day Agricultural Outlook right now at willag.org, W-I-L-L-A-G.org. We'll stop sending the tickets through the mail on Monday.